Their pouches were well filled, and the only social diversion to be found was in the saloons. Yet the shovel was practically deserted, and the Virgin, standing by the stove, yawned with uncovered mouth and said to Charlie Bates, "If something don't happen soon, I'm going to bed. What's the matter with the camp anyway? Everybody dead?" Bates did not even trouble to reply, but went on moodily rolling a cigarette. Dan MacDonald, pioneer saloon man and gambler on the Upper Yukon, owner and proprietor of the Tivoli and all its games, wandered forlornly across the great vacant space of floor and joined the two at the stove.
"Anybody dead?"
the Virgin asked him.
"Looks like it," was the answer.
"Then it must be the whole camp,"
she said with an air of finality and with another yawn. MacDonald grinned and nodded and opened his mouth to speak when the front door swung wide and a man appeared in the light. A rush of frost, turned to vapour by the heat of the room, swirled about him to his knees and poured on across the floor, growing thinner and thinner and perishing a dozen feet from the stove. Taking the wisp broom from its nail inside the door, the newcomer brushed the snow from his moccasins and high German socks. He would have appeared...